Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
Okay, how's everybody doing tonight? My name is Joseph Gibson. We're broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina, live, always live, no editing, no censorship whatsoever. We are live 100%, okay? We're not like the mainstream media, okay? We don't have any scripts. We don't pay our guests to come on and talk about what we, or say what we want them to say. We are live. So you may hear some mistakes. The other night we did a show. I haven't done a show. Our show was canceled on Sunday due to a lot of technical difficulties, and we've had a lot of those. And my good friend, the Cap, I'm going to connect him. I see him on the line, too. I invited him on tonight. He's going to be my co-host tonight. It's always good to have a co-host and a second voice out there. But the Cap and I did, I was on his program a few nights ago, and we tried calling out, and he ended up losing the show. And that's because he goes through Skype, and Skype is very difficult. It works. When it works, it's great. When it doesn't, it screws everything up. So, we decided that if we're going to do any call-outs from now on, because we are trying to unite the Blog Talk Radio programs across, you know, I've invited a couple others also to unite with us. We need to team up. The alternative media is where you're going to get the truth. If you're sitting in front of your flat-screen TV tonight watching Fox News or CNN, I guarantee you, you're not receiving any truth. You're only receiving an entertaining faction of what should be the truth, okay? And I always invite everyone to contribute. You got a story you want to share? You need to call me. You need to email me. I was supposed to have someone from the Republic. I've talked about this in the past. They're called the Restore America Plan. I know the captain, he had a guest on the the other night where they're part of restoring the Constitution and stuff like that. And I was trying to explain how I've heard all this before. And this Restore America plan actually met with the military and actually met with prominent leaders of the de facto government, your government, the corporate government you have a contract with. And I went to many meetings with these people, and they do have a government in place in case your government collapses. But I guarantee you, if your government collapses, these people aren't going to give you food stamps. You're going to have to go to work for a living, okay? And I wanted this restore, this republic, I wanted someone as a representative from the republic to come onto this program and explain it more in depth. Because it real, because it is true. There's a de jure form of government, and there's a de facto form of government. Many people don't understand that. And many people don't care either. But trust me, you will. But I need to connect the cap here. I got to put the cap on. Let's see here. I'm trying to read the chat room, too. We got a bunch of people in the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and connect the cap and see what's on his mind tonight. I know he wanted to talk about something, too. Cap, I got. Are you connected? Hey, Cap, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. How's it going tonight? I was talking about that program. I was talking about that program where you lost a show, and I felt bad about it. But
yeah,
you know,
we're gonna
combat that.
You know, one thing, because see, I mean, I'm not Albert Einstein, but I'm not Duff or Dumbutt. But when you speak of de jure and de facto, let's cover that. What is really the difference between a de jure and a de facto government?
That's really a great question. I don't have my, you put me on the spot because I don't have my Black's Law Dictionary in front of me. But if you look it up, it is in the Black's Law Dictionary. But a de facto is a corporation. It's an illegitimate government. It's a government that is based upon contractual law, okay? De jure government is based upon the people, okay, and is based upon the Constitution, the organic Constitution. And you see, the Constitution of the United States basically today is dormant. Come on, we all know that. What happens
well,
when you go to court?
Well, de facto, I know what de facto means. De facto means this is really how it is, but it's not supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Fake.
It's not supposed to be. But the de jure, to me, I mean, I'm just trying to clarify this in case there's somebody else out there that is wondering. But de jure, to me, means what it is really supposed to be and what the people want it to be. And I think that's where... that's where we're running into trouble. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, and I can see where these people are coming from, where they're coming up, you know, the restoration of America. That really, you know what, that's very telling to me. And I think Donald Trump has hit on a lot of it. I really do. I think that's why he got so many supporters so quickly. It's because
you're right.
The American
And Cap, someone did type into the chat room, and that's why I tell people you should join the chat room because there are a lot of good conversations sometimes that go in there. De jure standards or standards according to law are endorsed by a formal standards organization, and de facto standards or standards in actuality are adopted widely, if that makes any sense to you, and if you're educated. Okay, so that's more or less – that was what someone – I just wanted to – put that out there because someone took the time to type that in the chat room tonight.
Right. I mean, the de facto president is really not Barack Obama. It's a group of individuals. Who these individuals really are, I mean, you know, we could say George Soros and we could say these bankers and we could say this, and there's probably a lot of them. And everybody thinks that they are the de facto government. Everybody thinks that they're in charge. So
that's true.
I mean,
and, you know, and Cap, you know, I always ask the younger generation to chip in and call in. I know my friend John from Wallingford, Connecticut. I've asked him several times to call in. I've asked my niece, who is in high school, because there's several people on the line, even tonight, who want to hear from the younger people out there. They want to know their opinions. They want to know what they're seeing. And it's important. But then again, sometimes we listen to these younger generations and they really don't care what's going on, you know?
Well, you know what? I was talking to somebody today and I got extremely busy within from the time that you sent me over the request. And you know what, we were talking back and forth and we were talking about, and I'm looking at this, what's going on here now with Donald Trump this election. And I said, you know what, this reminds me when I was a kid, I think I was 15 years old, when Ronald Reagan was running. Okay, I see a lot of similarities with when Reagan was running and what's going on here now. And, you know, I was talking, you know, I said, well, when I was 15, I really could care less about, you know, politics. I was more concerned about that cute little number that's staring at me in math class and how me and my buddies are going to buy a bottle of Mad Dog, you know, because, you know, I mean, when you're at that age, you don't care about politics. You don't really care about it until you get, you know, I know there's a lot of college pukes that they think they care about it, but they don't know anything about it. They don't know enough to really have a conversation. They really don't. They really don't. But, you know, it takes a while. You know, you've got to get yourself seasoned a little bit, because these college pukes have not lived long enough to really understand what they're actually talking about. They really don't. They just haven't lived long enough. It's not a knock on them. It's just part of nature. You just simply haven't lived, you know, long enough. But you acquire. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
yeah,
to actually understand and to comprehend. That's another thing, to actually comprehend of what, like these in Portland State. I come from Vancouver, Washington, right directly across the river from Portland State. And they make me sick, these kids. I mean, I'm sorry. But I mean, they're protesting and they're stomping on cop cars and they're burning stuff. And they talk about Trump being violent. They're the ones that are violent and they have no concept, no understanding, no reason to do what they're doing other than the television says, well, Trump is a racist. He's a homophobe. He's a misogynist. He's a big, fat, giant hater. So you've got to go out and you've got to hate him. So they take their marching orders from the television.
I've heard that many times. Yeah, we dress what the television tells us how to dress. We listen to the music that the radio and the television tells us to listen to. And we do basically what the television tells us to do. But people, you know, if you're out there and you want to contribute tonight, you know, all you have to do is call in. The number is 657-383-0616. Excuse me. If you have a show idea or you have, you know, something you want to talk about or maybe something in the future you think we should address. But, Cap, before we get a little, you know, into the talking points, the other night you had some people you wanted to call, couldn't do it. Do you have those numbers available? Because I can call out, and I know you want to blast a few people. So if you have those numbers, we can do that tonight.
I reminded you
of this the other day. I told you, hey, let's call these people. Let's call these people and blast them, you know?
Yeah. Let me see if I still have that. I'm looking at all my stuff here. And I still a virus in my computer. That's why I can't listen to Blog Talk Radio programs. All my good friends, I can't log on to it. It takes me over an hour every morning. I get up in the morning early, and it takes me over an hour to log on to Blog Talk Radio to get my show scheduled. And then I have to keep my computer on. I can't touch it. I have to keep it on the studio. I'm working on it right now, trying to get rid of it.
I understand completely.
Let me see. Wait a minute. Now, Oh, that's for a different show. I've got that.
It was for the CPS. It was for the CPS that you wanted to call. You wanted to call social services, and I believe actually the governor's office too.
Well, I'm not sure.
I should have jotted down the numbers.
Well, I got some numbers here of what I'm going to be talking about tonight. I doubt very seriously that they're going to be open, but I do have the governor of North Carolina. His name is Pat.
Oh, very good. Yes.
I've got the senator. Her name is Holly Atkins. She's in the the Holly Atkins district. That's the district. Her name is Gladys Robinson. I've also got the North Carolina representative, Cecil Brockman.
Well, let's go with him. Let's go with the North Carolina representative. What's your You know, I'd like to talk to him about this transsexual bathroom thing that's going on, because apparently the Justice Department has made a decision that North Carolina has until Monday to reverse this law. Huh. I don't know what they're going to do to us. What are they going to do? Send the army in?
This is what really drives me nuts. I mean, this is the whole purpose of our founding fathers. That's why, we were 13 actual individual vassals to England, but they united these vassals and they called them states. They were no longer colonies. They called them states. And they wanted to preserve the states' rights. And that's why we have a 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment is a very, very important. A lot of people don't understand the 10th Amendment. If you don't understand it, get out your Constitution and you read it. The 10th Amendment is extremely important because, look, people in New York live completely different than they do in California. They got different laws. They got different ways of life. And there's nothing wrong with it. And that's what the forefathers wanted to preserve. They wanted to preserve these states who all had their own individual laws, their own individual way of life, and they wanted to preserve that. And if you're going to take that away, well, you're going to have a lot of chaos because people in New York are not going to want to live the same way that people are in California and vice versa. It's just not going to happen. So
that's so true. And real quick, I just want to let you know right now, according to the Blog Talk, you know, like I said, the chat room is full. According to the Blog Talk chatter rooms, we're the most listened to show right now on the internet, according to the Blog Talk chatter room. So, like I said, hey, if you guys wanted to chip in or you got something you want to talk about, like I said, 657-383-0616, everyone can always remain anonymous. And I think that's a lot of people's biggest fear, is they're afraid to call in or voice their opinion about a certain issue because of backlash. And we talked about this the other night where
Last night, my guest and my good friend Jeremy, he brought up the point, and I don't like to call, children the baby or this and that, but I do have to protect my guests. Because
there's
a lot of people do not want their children's names mentioned. I made that mistake one time. I mentioned a child's name in the promo, and their lawyer called me up, and I said, okay, fine. I'm not going to touch any more children's names. If the parents want to name their child, they're going to do it first. I'm not going to bring it up because I do have to protect them because they do stand a very good chance, and that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. They do stand a very good chance of retaliation, and CPS will retaliate. These people they're monsters. They're evil. But getting back to the states' rights, it's up to the state to decide on what their laws are going to be. As long as it's not contradictory to the Constitution, the state has the right to make or make a law that they want.
Right.
In a dress coming in and going to the bathroom. That's up to them. That's not up to me. I could care less, personally. I mean, this whole mess is another distraction, but it does open up a big door for pedophiles to dress up in a dress, with a beard, come in and do crazy stuff. So we've got to draw a line somewhere. We've got to draw a line. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
We've got to look out for people. We got to start drawing some lines is what we got to do. And there's nothing wrong with drawing a line saying, okay, no more. But Anyway, this
I've got. Anyway, Cap, before we start making calls, I do have someone who wants to check in tonight with us, a caller. Because I, you know, we got about 38 people on the line. I can hold 50, but I always like the first, you know, people want to, you know, they've been holding a while, 23 minutes. That's what it looks like to me on my studio screen. So it's not fair. I don't like to let people hold that long. So go ahead. I'm going to connect this caller. Area code 203. Last four digits are 4082. I'm trying to connect you now. Hello.
Good
How you doing?
Good evening. How's the audio this evening?
I can hear you pretty good. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. This is Joe. This is the BitBanker. I'm calling with a headset on, and just wondering if it sounds okay. If it does, I'll continue. If it does, I'll continue. If not, I'll go straight to the phone.
No, you sound pretty good.
I hear him good.
Okay. That's great. It's a pleasure to hear the captain on and you. He's a very knowledgeable person, and I love listening to his shows as well. You know, you talked about the news a while back and what you see on TV. You're not getting the news there. Well, you know, there's a little bit of truth in every lie. So whatever you see on TV, you have to take what you see or what you hear with a grain of salt. It doesn't matter if it's planes flying into buildings or if it's politicians speaking. Most of it is a lie, but there's a little bit of truth in there somewhere, you know. So, you know, I only got involved in listening to these politicians, say, in 2008. So I'm really in the dark with them, too, you know. But, you know, I can't say I followed their careers because it's only been 2008, but I've read about, you know, Hillary back in Watergate getting thrown out and all of that stuff. So you're right. You have to do your research on the politicians you're following and find out what kind of people they really are. I really think if it's possible, what Trump should do real soon is bail out and go independent. That'll really put a stick in the wheels. I think that would do it right there.
No, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think that'll really throw a lot of people off his trail, to be honest with you. I may not agree with you on that one. I think he needs to stay his ground. And you know what? Screw the GOP. Screw the these people who are in charge, the establishment, and keep going. He has the momentum. This is what Ross Perot did. You know what? He had the momentum as an independent. What did he do? He dropped out.
Yes.
And then he came back in, and he lost. You know?
Yeah. Well, it was just a thought. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I hear somebody in the background.
What the hell is that? Well, I'm on a conference call right now. I'm on a conference call right now on this line with someone else, and I found out that my basic phone functions do not work. They're just listening. But, you know, let me tell you something. I was out hunting for a job, and I got offered this job for $159,000 a year. And, you know, I got to work 10 hours a day, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, you know, and I thought it was a good deal. And they scheduled me. They wanted to hire me, and I went back and I talked to them and I told them that's great. I said, but during the day I have to go out and I have to give speeches, which I get paid for. And you know what? They decided that they didn't want to hire me. So what I want to know is how the hell these senators can get $159,000 a year to be a senator, and go out and give speeches and collect millions of dollars a year besides that. Who the hell's doing their jobs? And why are we putting up with this crap?
Good question.
You know, that's what I want.
Yeah.
And you know, Colonel Sanders is getting $49,000 a year in Social Security benefits and $159,000 a year as senator. And that's what he showed on the income tax. But I didn't go over it with a fine-tooth comb, so I may be in error. But
how is he even qualified for Social Security benefits? He never
worked. That's exactly what I'm saying. You know, I saw that right away. And Social Security, at that rate, would only be taxed at half the $49,000. But then he's got his wife on there, too. So, like I say, I don't know. But it's just like the Cap just said. He's a senator. He's not supposed to be receiving Social Security, as far as I'm aware.
No.
That's a little bit odd, yeah. But anyway, Cap, now that we addressed the caller, BitBanker, if you got anything else you want to add, we got some calls to get to. I know Cap wants to call a couple of these people in North Carolina, and if I got anyone else who has a question, I probably need to check. I know we got loaded phone lines tonight. I mean, my screen is completely
I've got about 50. I've actually maxed out to 50. That's the first time I've ever done that, 50 callers at one time.
Actually, you have 51 because I have two on here. But I'll go on mute, and if I have anything to say, I'll just chime in. So go right ahead.
All right. Okay, go ahead. Cap, give me the first number to your representative that you want to call.
All right. Now, this is Representative Cecil Brockman. He represents the Holly Atkins District. Now, this is in North Carolina. We're probably going to, I guarantee you, it's too late. We're probably going to get their voicemail. I doubt very seriously we
do. Let's hope not. Let's just try and see what happens.
That number is 919.
Yes, that's Raleigh, North Carolina. Go ahead. Yep.
919-733.
Yep.
5825.
Go ahead. 25. Okay, 25. Okay, let's see. You're right. And I've got a complaint to make, too, and I do know these people will be available or they should be. But let's try this one first. It's dialing.
Representative Brockman's office, this is Grady.
Go ahead, Cap.
Oh, my name is I'm the captain. I'm on with Joseph Gibson. We are broadcasters with Blog Talk Radio. We were just looking to find out if there's a way to speak to Mr. Brockman on a couple of issues. Is that possible?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, tonight. Please.
Okay, what time would you be thinking, and which issues in particular are you looking to ask about?
Well, CPS for one, and I know Joseph wants to talk about the transgender bathroom
House issue. House Bill 2, the transsexual bathroom bill that's gone through, where the Justice Department has given North Carolina ultimatum to reverse the bill by Monday. So we'd like the opinion of this representative, and I'm broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. So, and we are live right now on the radio, and if we have somebody available who can comment on that, that'd be great.
Oh, I would have to get in contact with him. This is his legislative office, and he left for the day. I would need a little more notice to get him on live. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay,
I
that's
understand.
Fine.
You need specific information. Is there an email that I guess would that work better to give an email?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you're ever looking to set up an appearance or anything like that, you can just email his legislative email. It's cecil.brockman at ncleg.net, and that's available on the website and everything. So
ncl.net.
You just send that over.
That's Cecil.Brockman.
Yeah.
Okay. See, a lot of times, I'm from New York, but a lot of times when you try to email a politician that's from a different state, they won't let you.
That shouldn't be an issue. It's right there on our website to the public. So
I'm located in North Carolina, Cap. I'm located in North Carolina.
Okay.
What I'll do is I'll email your office, sir, and we'd like to set up an appearance on either the show in New York or the show in Greensboro, North Carolina, to talk about these issues because we've been addressing them live on our program, and we have people from all around the country tonight actually tuning in right now. I thank you for your time. Is there an easier way, or is this the best way you recommend to get a hold of this representative so we can schedule an appearance on our program?
Emailing the legislative office would be the best way.
One quick thing. It's cecil.brockman.ncl.net.
Cecil.brockman at ncleg.net.
Okay. I got you. Hey, you know, sir, thank you very much.
Thank you guys for getting in touch.
Thank you, sir. Take care. It's very difficult to a lot of these guys. They don't like to talk, but this guy, he was cool. I've got his email down here. And I think that might be better if we contact him first and let him know.
Instead of putting him on the spot, I mean, because you're right, we're calling after business hours. He's off the line now. I disconnected him. See, I know,
right.
Cap, not to no disrespect, but I know how to work the phone lines here. Your system is so screwed up, you hang up and you disconnect yourself sometimes by accident.
No, that was when you go through Skype. Now, my first time I first tried it, my very first show, this is what I did. I had to call in a guest, and it didn't work. That was my very first show 3 years ago, and I had to call her on her cell phone saying, you got to call in. For whatever reason, it just doesn't work with me. It just doesn't. But I never said you didn't know how to operate your phone.
Yeah.
I don't know what to talk
now,
about.
Now, Cap, who's your CPS worker? You know we're not going to get a hold of her this late in the evening.
I don't have her phone number. I've only got her Facebook page. And I Facebooked her. I sent her a message, and I told her that I was going to get to her. That was on the 3rd, and that's when the show blew up. But I couldn't get to her last night because I have a guest, so I'm going to get to her tonight. I'm going to get to her.
You're going to do this on your program tonight, correct?
Yeah, she's not going to listen. She's not going to call in. She hasn't responded. They're not going to respond. They don't respond. But I don't care. I just want it on the record. And I just want it out there, and I'm going to let her have it. I'm so sick and tired of people who think that they can punish somebody, anybody, another citizen, for exercising their freedom of speech. That freedom of speech is for everybody. You are not to be punished for exercising your freedom of speech. You can hate the speech. You can hate whatever they say, but you can't persecute them. Now, in the Constitution, it says the government can't persecute you for freedom of speech. Well, that doesn't mean that the government can't do it. It also means that the people can't do it. Thing that people need to understand, that not only can the government not persecute you for freedom of speech or freedom of religion or freedom of this or freedom of that, whatever's in the Bill of Rights, but neither can the people. People need to understand that. This Constitution is for everybody. We all have to follow it. The government, the law enforcement, the judges, the lawyers, the cops, the judges, the Walmart greeters, everybody. It's for everybody. It protects everybody. It protects everybody. It protects you, Joe. It protects me. It protects the police officer. It protects the politician, the individual. But what it does is it limits the entity, the government, which is it is a separate entity. It limits their power. It limits the justice system's power. It limits the police officer's power. And there's reasons for it. Look, the Bill of Rights isn't in there just to look pretty. Those words are in there for a reason. And they got to protect everybody. And that's one thing that this is where, you know, we talked about the restoration of America. This is what's going on. People are sick and tired of having their constitutional rights being stomped on, being violated, being trashed, being burnt. They are sick and tired of it. And again, Trump, he knew this. There was a difference between Trump and Cruz. Cruz could not tap in to what the American people were actually angry about. He had no concept, and that's why he lost. That's why he lost. Trump knew it. He saw it. He seen it, and he tapped into it. And that's why so many people went to him. And, you know, I still haven't endorsed him. I still got a couple of issues with him. I'm still on the fence. It takes me forever before I finally make a decision when I go into the voting booth because I take my vote very seriously. I don't just jump on the first politician and go with it. But I do like, so far, I do like what Trump is offering. I like what he's saying. I like what he's doing. I like how he acts. And, yeah, I don't have a problem with him calling Marco Rubio a choke artist and Lion Ted a liar. I don't have a problem with that. He's speaking the truth. He's speaking from him, from inside him. He's not a politician, so he doesn't have to bite his tongue. He's a citizen, so he's saying how he feels, and that, I really believe, is what people respect. You got somebody out there that's not afraid to tell the truth. And that's what we need. We need more truth in this country. That's all we need. A little truth will go a long, long way. So
do you really think that's the only reason that he bowed out? Because when Trump came out with his father being involved with Oswald, which he was, maybe there's more to this story that we don't want to get out.
You might be on something. And see, now, Trump didn't come up with that. That came out from
the
National Enquirer. And the National Enquirer cannot print that. And they're going to get sued if that's defamatory, if it's bogus or false. So there is some, I'm sorry, but there's a little truth here. Like you said, and I love that quote. There's always a little truth in every lie. I'm going to have to remember that. I do love that, by the way. But
I've got another caller also that wants to chip in. But go ahead, Bitbanker, and then I'll get to the next caller.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was in fourth grade or so when Kennedy got shot. I remember that quite well. And ever since then, you know, it's been in turmoil. And, you know, we've never gotten the truth out of that. Everyone involved has either been shot or passed away. So, you know, with this government the way it is, you'll never get the real truth out of what they want. Because, like I said before, if they've done that, they shot a president in broad daylight, they can get away with anything.
Right. Well, George H.W. Bush was also there, too. His name has also come in on that as well, because I think he was in – I don't know if he was in the CIA or running the CIA at that time. Yeah, and Johnson, too. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, everybody killed Kennedy. I mean, everybody killed Kennedy. I mean, that's just the way it is. We all killed
pretty
him.
Pretty much.
That's true. But anyway, let me get to my next caller. Yeah, and then also I'm trying to get the one of our CPS victims who was on this program also. He's been messaging me. He said he wanted to check in tonight. I messaged him. He said he may. I don't know if he can, but Kath, you may know. He may have been on your show at one time also. But if he calls in, I'll make sure I get to him.
Well, who is he?
The gentleman with the seven angels that were taken, seven children taken from
Freddie
Verzosa.
Yes. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yes. Absolutely.
He has an update for us, but I think he's having problems getting through because the phone lines are jammed. So, which is a good thing, I guess. But I'm going to go ahead and get to my next caller, the state of Wisconsin, Mike from Wisconsin. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, everybody.
Mike, before you get started, Mike, what's going on with Joe in Sebastian, Florida?
He seems to be doing a lot better. He's up walking, and he went to the store, did his groceries the other day. I haven't called him in a day or so. I've been pretty
I've been trying to get a hold of him, and I can't. I can't get a hold of him, and I don't, you know. And he did call me, and I'd like to get him on the show to give us an update about his medical condition, because I know he has several family members that are listening. So, but if you can, get in touch with him. But anyway, what's on your mind tonight, Mike?
Well, actually, my brother Joey took my thunder on that, because I was thinking, you know, the picture came out with Oswald and, you know, Cruz's father, you know, and then all of a sudden he suspended his campaign just like that. I mean, boom. And how about Kasich? I mean, this guy was going to stay to the sticky end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't care if when he was done, if the trash man's job was open. You know, he's going to go to the end, this guy, you know? And it's like, you know, he doesn't have enough delegates to do anything.
But he dropped out. Why is that? You're right, Mike. Do you see how much liars these people are? And like Chad, remember, it was all based on Florida, remember? And then it was South Carolina. Before that, it was South Carolina. This is going to determine our next our GOP candidate. This is going to be our front runner. And then Florida. And then, guess what? Wisconsin. Then New York. Then it was the next Super Tuesday, Connecticut. Matt, remember, Cap? We did a show on that. You know, and they lie. They lie. All they do is lie, all of them. And it's pathetic, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing it.
Well, no, I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, there it is. It was too quick where this picture come out, and Ted Cruz vowed. He said, you know, he was on, I think it was Chris Wallace, and he said, if you lose Indiana, are you going to bow? No. I still got an opportunity if we lose Indiana, because he knew he was going to lose Indiana. And he said, no. We're going to go on. Well, he loses Indiana, and I thought, you know, and I heard that he bowed out, and I was like, well, wait a minute. He vowed that he was going to stay in, and then this picture comes out. I think there's a direct connection here. I really do. I think maybe there's a lot more hair on this picture than what we really know. Now, I mean, it's going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, but no, I think there's a direct connection in it, and it's possible. I mean, he's Cuban, and you know, there was a lot of, you know, speculation with, you know, Cuba involved in the JFK assassination. So there could be something more to this. I mean, who knows? But
and when you look at those 29 pages that Trump mentions and then Bush took off, you know, you don't know the story behind any of this. And
no.
We're never going to find out.
No, we will never find out. I mean, we're never going to find out what actually happened on 9/11. Never.
That's right.
Right. Well, that has to do with the 29 pages.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we're never going to find out anything. The government's never going to tell you anything that happened. I mean, nothing. We'll never know. So.
You're absolutely right. Wisconsin, Mike, out in Wisconsin, we didn't mean to cut you off. What else is on your mind? Because I know you haven't checked in a while. And we bank on your support, so because you are a supporter of the program. What's going on?
Well, the one thing that we talked about in previous shows, and you alluded to it in the beginning of your show today, is that, you know, we kind of wanted to talk to the, you know, the younger generations, the seniors and the juniors, and, you know, the sophomores out there. And just get their opinion on how they are being taught. Are they learning anything?
Well, you know, Mike, we've tried this several times, and it's so difficult because everyone is so darn busy. And you know, they tell you they're going to be here at 6 p.m. on Thursday, and I get the elders on, and the younger people don't show up. And then I get the younger generation giving me an excuse because their grandmother died for the fifth time, and they had 6 flat tires, and, you know, I hear every excuse in the book, you know. So it's really difficult to get these people, and I'm trying, Mike. I really am. I'm trying.
I guess we got to, you know, look at the evidence that's in front of us and finally realize that, you know,
They're lost.
They're their worst enemy, you know. And
Colonel Sanders. That's why they support Colonel Sanders. But real quick, Mike, not to interrupt you, but Carrie LaPointe just sent me a message, and she's going to try to get me someone on for Sunday. She has an important story that she wants to release to me. I told her that the Cap was on my program tonight, and she said that's
Terry.
Great. Yes, very important person for our network and our shows. She sends us a lot of stories, and she was on my program. And let me tell you something, very impressive woman,
yes.
good person, great person. And she was a guest, and she really went the whole 9 yards. She spent the whole 90 minutes, and she educated us all about CPS, and she has sent me so many guests and Caps. Real quick,
yeah, she's had many guests all the time.
Yeah. She's very impressive, and I'm messaging her now telling her I'm talking to her, talking about her, so because she's on Facebook with me right now. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Mike, but, again, what's going on with your sister Jeannie in Wallingford, Connecticut, where we can get this astrology expert on the air and talk about this astrology? We've been waiting for a year now to get her on. What's going on?
I don't know. I would love to have Jeannie come on and, not get into it like she can. She can get into astrology, and you'd be sitting there like, huh, what? you don't understand it. But I'd love her to come on just to, give everybody, they can call in and, kind of tell her what sign they are and what their birthday is, and she could kind of tell them what's going to happen, what the planets are going here and there or whatever, and just give somebody a perspective on astrology,
That's all.
I mean, I'd love to have her contribute to the show in that pattern. She's also a very good knowledgeable person on Alzheimer's. I've talked to her a couple times about it and everything. She is a coordinator in one of these places out in Connecticut where they do activities for the people that have Alzheimer's and what have you. And, she's telling me the things that she's doing that's bringing out these people from the inside, They kind of go inside themselves with this disease.
Yeah.
And
that's what happens. Yeah, they become introverted. They become inside themselves, and they become enemies of their own mind. And I've looked into this a little bit, and that's what it is. Become enemies of their own mind, they become agitated, and that's basically the Alzheimer's disease, where that's why they become so ornery and hateful towards everyone, and they lash out because they're prisoners of their own mind. And, that's a great point, Mike. But, Cap, you said you were going to be with me for an hour. I know we're getting close to that hour, and I want you to plug your show tonight. Because if people, and trust me, we have a lot of people listening tonight. If you've got, tell the time of your show and how people can get to your show tonight if they have time to listen to your show.
My show is on Monday through Friday, or actually Sunday through Friday. And very soon it's going to be on, we're going to be getting another host on Saturday. I am Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. My good friend Raquel Oikiai and Efren Gonzalez, they are on Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. And again, a really good friend of mine who knows everything about CPS, she's going to be coming on Saturdays. It's going to take her a little while to get to it, but that's fine. But tonight, I'm going to be talking about our shipmate, Joseph. I swear to God, I cannot believe what this administration how they could possibly disrespect this man, the United States Navy, the entire armed forces, and the entire country in one sentence. Well, I'm going to be talking about Navy SEAL Charlie Keating IV. I'm going to be talking about his death and how not only this administration completely disrespected him, but the AP, the Associated Press, which I have no respect for them whatsoever, never have. I've got another story to cover, and then I've got to get this woman. I've got to attack this woman. It's a North Carolina social worker. Her name is Cheyenne Paylor. I've got her in the description part of my show.
What county? What county is this social worker from?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh my! That's where I am from. That's my home. That's where I'm broadcasting from, Greensboro.
Yep. And this woman, what these social workers don't understand, when they get upset at a parent, they think that they're punishing the parent by removing the children, but what they don't understand is you are punishing the parent, but you're also punishing the child, who is innocent and has no right to be punished. The child is innocent. Do not punish children. And these are babies. These are infants, for God's sakes. They're human beings. Where has our humanity gone? I swear to God, I am so upset with this stuff. I hate this stuff. I cannot take it anymore. And if it wasn't, and on Fridays, this is why I cover sports on Fridays. So if you're a sports fan and you want to talk about sports, and this is why I cover it, is because I cover such heavy topics. If I did not have one day where I could actually talk about the things that I'd like, I would go absolutely – I'm already, you know, into Deep Space Nine anyway. But we also have to understand as Americans that, yes, we do have to talk about the things that we don't like. But we also have to talk about the things that we do like. Otherwise, we're going to lose focus. If only thing we're going to do is talk about the things that we don't like, we're never going to talk about the things that we do like. We can't do that. We have to stay focused. We're Americans, and it's okay to like things. It's okay to like sports. It's okay to like movies. It's okay to like a lot of stuff. Whatever it is that you like, you have to talk about it. And it's okay to like things. You can't forget who you are. You cannot forget who you are. But Monday through Thursday, I fight tyranny. Anything tyrannical, I don't care what it is. I don't care where it comes from. I don't care if it comes from a badge, a robe, or the presidential seal. I don't care if it comes from a Walmart greeter. If it's tyrannical, it's tyrannical. If I find out about it, it upsets me, I'm going to talk about it. Well, tonight I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff. I'm going to lose it. It's going
to
happen.
And Cap, I'm going to try to join you for the first hour, because I've got to get, you know, I've got to have a little family time. I've been, you know, on the radio every night promoting this show, and I'll try to join you for the first hour and help you out as much as I can, and bring some of my supporters with me, okay?
Well, I'm probably not going to be taking a lot of calls for the first hour. What my plan is about the, you know, between the first hour and the second hour, I've got some work to get in, and I've got some people to attack, and then I want to take some calls. And then I want to spend the last, you know, as much as the last hour as I can. And I want to attack this Cheyenne Paler. This girl, I'm sorry, but you're going to get it tonight.
You know what? God bless you for that. You know what? I need her contact information, because you know what? I may show up at her office with a microphone in my hand and do a live interview with her and see if she wants to talk to me.
I will send you her Facebook page, and this is public, so I am not violating any laws, any rules, or anything like that.
No, not in media, you're not violating any laws. I've researched it through and through, and when you are the media, and if you're registered with Blog Talk Radio, you are actually the media.
We are the media.
That's right, and well, we're the truth. Even though people don't want to admit it. And I
we
will show up at her front door. I will show up at her office, Cap. I will show up at her office with a microphone in her face. And I want some answers. And
well,
she
see,
can
I
ask me to leave,
too.
And she can do whatever she wants to do.
No, I would love to join you. I would love to do that. Because, look, these people need to be held accountable. You cannot go out there and commit all of these crimes. And they're crimes. When you steal a child for money, that's a crime.
That's right.
So,
and we're going to do that, Cap. And I want to tell my supporters, because there's so many listening tonight. And yeah, if you have time, join the Cap tonight on his program. Just listen if you can, even for a couple minutes, or archive the show. But yeah, that's the next part of this program, how we're going to expand. We're going to go on the road, we're going to be interviewing people. And we're going to record it and broadcast it, or we'll go ahead and broadcast live. And if I can get the Cap to help me out and be my co-host, I'll be on the road with a microphone, and we'll get these people live on the air if I have to.
Let's do it.
And
the captain's phone number twice. Give the captain's phone number twice. There are people that can't get on Blog Talk Radio because the site sucks. But if you give the phone number twice, maybe they can write it down and call in.
All right. If you can get on with your PC, it's blogtalkradio.com, then it's /thecapt, T-H-E-C-A-P-T, so it's short for the captain. The phone number is 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. 7-9-er, 78. And I always say Niner because I'm still in the Navy. My heart is still in the Navy. I got to say Niner. I have to do it. But in any event, you can type in, I think you can type in the captain even on Blog Talk Radio and I'll show up. You'll see, you'll see a ship on there. You'll know it's me. But other than that, Joseph, I really do got to run. I've got a couple more things I've got to do to prepare for tonight. I got to drink another cup of coffee to get even more agitated before I let this woman have it. And she's going to get
That's
it tonight.
That's great. That's great. But, I'm going to attack Google as soon as you hang up. We're going to be calling Google, and I need BitBanker's advice on this because they've threatened to kick me off Google because they said I'm advertising on their website, YouTube, and I shouldn't be doing that. So we're going to attack Google here. But
I've got a YouTube account. I put all my stuff on YouTube.
Oh, You should read the email they send me. But anyway, I understand you got to go. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be attacking them. So go ahead, Cap. Close it out on your end.
No, I got to go into hopefully into archive, and if I can find it, I want to listen to that because I'm with you on that. But in any event, Joseph, really, in all honesty, thank you very much for inviting me on your show. I appreciate it. It is an honor. You do have a good show, and you're right. I mean, this is where the news is. We are the de facto news. Blog Talk Radio is the de facto news. So, and BitBanker, you're a good friend. Thank you very much for calling in, and both of you, we'll see you later. So I do got to go. Thanks again, and good luck tonight, and let me know how that works out with attacking Google. So, all right, good night.
All right, take it easy. Thanks. That was the Cap, folks. He's off the air. I lost BitBanker. I don't know why he's off. I don't know why he logged out on me or hung up on me, but I know I still got Mike on the line, and real quick before I start attacking Google, Mike, real quick, out in the state of Wisconsin, this may sound silly, but how's the weather out there? What's going on? What's going on out in Wisconsin? Real quick, give me an update.
Well, we've come into a really nice weather pattern today. It's upper 60s, and tomorrow is supposed to be upper 70s. And everything is just, you know, starting to come alive. The farmers are starting to disc their fields, and they're starting to plant their corn. And I even have some farmers, they're even starting to spray, you know, for, to kill the weeds and, so they can get their crops in the ground. And all you need is, a nice 4 or 5 day stretch and, they really start getting their crops in the ground. There's I don't know about out in Connecticut, but like out here, there was a gentleman. He owns a greenhouse, in the back of his own yard or whatever, and he's selling garbage bags of leaf lettuce for $5 a bag.
Really?
Now, the only thing is, how much leaf lettuce can you eat? But I'm just saying, when the harvest time comes for tomatoes and peppers and you name it, I mean, they got little roadside stands all over the place trying to sell off.
Wow,
I'm
surprised the government allows that. You're supposed to have a permit in most places. You need permission from the county to do that.
Yeah. Quiet. Yeah, no.
Hey, Mike, real quick, out here in North Carolina, look, I've already mowed my grass 7 times. I've got to get out there and weed whack. It's been raining for the last 4 days, so I have to trim the edges of my lawn. It's starting to look like a jungle. 4 days of rain and 80-degree temperatures. But how many times have you mowed your grass? And I'll be able to tell you right now, what kind of season you're having. Because, we know when the grass comes out of dormant and you can start planting. But here, it's been about 7 weeks already. How about you?
We've mowed our lawn once. Oh, and, boy. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, we're supposed to get a good amount of rain Friday into Saturday. If that does happen, you know, things will really, really start coming up fast. But my lawn looks like a field of, I don't know what you want to say they are. They're not thistles. I don't know, anyway.
Deadness. But anyway, yeah, Mike, yeah, and check in with Joe and Sebastian Florida, because I kind of, you know, always hope that he'll check in, at, you know, or at least listen into the program. He hasn't. I know Elizabeth Rondo was listening in Yalesville. She got my message. But Joe, of course, we know other family members and supporters have not listened like they said they would. I've asked my niece, Savannah, to listen, and we know she has her cell phone stuck up her ass so far that if she opened her mouth, you could see the keypad, you know. So, I mean, she doesn't leave home without – if she lost her cell phone, her life, she'd commit suicide. So I don't know why she don't listen or tune in, but like I said, you know, friends are more important than family. That's the way the generations work today. John sent. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I haven't heard from Jason at all. Jason's
got a job now, and he's not searching for money anymore. He's got a good paying job, and so he doesn't need us anymore. You know, he's busy. You know, I mean, you know, he's not broke anymore. He don't need us. I've asked him several times, hey, check into the show. Your family, your supporters want to hear from you. You were on, you know, well, you know, he's got a good paying job now. He's busy. He's always tired. And, you know, hey, what are you going to do? You know, you can't the horse drink from the trough.
No.
You just can't do it, you know.
No, you can't. And, you know, I don't know. It's nice to hear family on here. I'd love to get
my sister. Remember, you remember, Mike, we had family and friends night, and I thought I did that at a perfect time. Like I said, Jason was out of work at that time, and, of course, you know, he needed money, so, of course, he wants to talk to everybody, you know, and and I had other people that were, you know, who wanted to tune in at that time, but they all drop off. And that's the American way, Mike. There's no unity. There's no dedication. Not like the Mexicans, the Asians, and the Indians. You know, the Indian people who come over here from Sri Lanka or someplace in India, whatever, or even the Chinese or even the Koreans, they'll come over here, 2, 3, 4, 5 family members, they'll rent a home. They'll all buy a store, and you know what? They'll work there together day in, day out, make that money, and you know what? Go back home and live nice. You know, in America, you have a family employee work for you, they'll probably steal everything you got and wouldn't show up half the time. That's America, you know, and that's why we're lost. It's a fact. But be grateful for the some of the family you do have that have common sense. And, you know, that's why I argue with a lot of some of the family and friends I do have is because, you know, they stick up for these losers in our family. And that's what they are. They're losers. You know, we all made mistakes when we're younger. But when you turn 40, 45, 50, and you're still making the same damn mistakes, you know what? It's time to cut the cord. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. You know? Goodbye. See you later. There's no hope for you anymore. You know, why throw away good money, you know, and what does BitBanker say? You can never get back time. Why are you going to waste your time on losers? There's no well. Spend your time on the people you can have hope for. Or the people that won't be here tomorrow, maybe. You know, Mike, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, like, you know, we lost, you remember Nana, our great-grandmother Nana, a good person, always willing to help somebody. Who was there visiting her all the time?
You remember the family that was there? I lived with her. Okay? So nobody could say I wasn't there. I lived with her. Sean lived there. But who was there, you know, with her, helping her, walking her to the store, you know, carrying her bags up from Stop and Shop, you know, she had a broken hip and she couldn't carry all this heavy stuff. And she was really doing the shopping for us anyway, you know, because she didn't need anything. But what I'm trying to say is we waste time on the losers in our family. And some people in our family are so damn stubborn and thick-headed. And that's the American way. That's why we're losing and we're at the bottom of the barrel. And that's why we're broke. And we're always chasing money because everyone's wasting money and throwing our future away. And we can go on for hours and hours and criticize what you say. What's the solution? I just told you the solution. Walk away from the losers. And, you know, like I said, Mike, when you're 40, 45 years old, if you haven't woke up yet, it's too late. You know, call me when you woke up. Other than that, I don't want nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
You know, but it's always nice to be there for somebody. I mean, I might not agree with what you do or how you're doing something or, you know, even the path you're taking. But, you know, I just hope that, you know, if you want some advice, you know, I'll try to give you the best I can get. If you don't want to hear... if you don't want to hear the advice I'm going to give you, then don't ask me because, you know, I'm going to tell it to you the way it is. You know,
yeah.
And why should I lie to you? Everyone else does.
That's right. You're absolutely correct. But anyway, I want to complain to Google, and I got this number. Hopefully I can get through. If I can't, we only got 20 minutes left, and we'll start to wrap it up. You know, and I know there's people on the line tonight. I know we've lost. We started out with, we had about 50, and Joe and Meredith said we had 51 because he had someone else on the line. But this is the first time I ever started out with 50 callers. And the phones were jammed. They were jammed. And I know it's obvious I can only, I actually, in the chat room, I went above most of what I ever had. It went to 13, 14, 15 people in the chat room. I usually can only hold 10 or 11 in there. So that was great, too. So we can grow even larger. I saw that tonight. But anyway, I want to call this corporate office and give a piece of my mind. So just hang in there, guys.
I'm going to put myself on mute.
All right. That's a weird dial tone, I'll tell you that. All right, it's apparent it's not. Well, it's still ringing. I've got one more number I can actually try. Let me go ahead and hang up on them. Hang up on you. I'll hang up on you. It says it's connected, but I'm going to go ahead and hang up. I don't see anything happening there. I'll hang up on them. All right, they're hung up. All right, let's go with one more, and hopefully I can get a live operator that I could tell where to go and how to get there and the quickest way to get there because they're not going to threaten me through emails telling me I'm doing this and doing that. And I wanted BitBanker to comment on that. I mean, what are the policies on these search engines? Are they allowed to really block you like this or make accusations? All right, here we go.
Thank you for calling technical support. Please wait while connect your call to one of our technical support executives.
That'd be great. Great. We may be on hold for a couple minutes, guys. Bear with me, please. We're on hold a long time. I'll go ahead and mute them. We'll carry on with the conversation. I'm going to go ahead and mute them, Mike.
right, you're muted too, Mike, so I'm going to mute you. Okay, they're muted. That music's muted. If I got Bitbanker still on the line, I want to ask him a question real quick. If he could press 1 and get connected, I want to check and see if I'm – there he is. Okay, good. I'm going to – okay, I just want to make sure. It's operating a little slow tonight. Phone lines. We had so many people on, it's operating slow. But I'm connecting Bitbanker right now. I'm going to put them in the guest queue. That's a good idea. Put them in the guest queue. Bitbanker, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you now. This phone hangs up after every 60 minutes.
That's okay. I'm trying to put the 1-800 number in the guest queue. It might not work. I don't know. I don't want to keep everyone on hold waiting and listening to this darn music. I'm going to mute them.
No,
and
I don't know the circumstances of your situation, so how can I comment on it?
Well, this is what happened. Okay, they're muted. Good. I'll check in with them in a minute. What happened was I received an email from Google. I'm going to go ahead and read it to you right now. This is a warning from Google. They sent me this message, warning from Google. And my computer is so damn slow. Oh, God. All right, here it is.
A new one here.
Dear Joe Gibb, we've determined that your comments may be in violation of our user content and conduct policy, spamming, including sending unwanted promotional or commercial content or engaging in unwanted or mass solicitation is not permitted. Continued violation of our policy can lead to the loss of your ability to use some or all features of Google and other Google services. Sincerely, Google Team. That's what they sent to me today.
Well, have you been mass soliciting or doing what they said?
What do you mean? I go on YouTube and I post a comment and I reply to a comment.
This is YouTube.
Yeah, hang on. Sorry. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. This has to do with YouTube.
YouTube is notorious for sending out copyright violations, which basically are fraudulent. They say they may belong to what they call the DCMA or whatever, but a court, and that may hold some weight. It may hold a lot of weight. But according to federal law, if you are not the copyright holder of any piece of copyrighted material, you do not have the legal right to allege a copyright violation. Under U.S. Code Title 17, Section 5043, or somewhere thereabouts, if you are not the copyright holder, or you have to prove that you are indeed the copyright holder, there is an automatic $10,000 fee before
going to
court. Go ahead,
Joe. We can still hear you. Go ahead.
There is an automatic $10,000 fee that they must pay you before you go to court. If you go to court, the judge can increase that three times or more. Relating to your problem specifically, I'd have to know exactly what it is.
Well, they're stating I'm commenting on YouTube and I'm doing it too much. I'm spamming people. That's what they're saying.
It's their site. Look up their terms of service and see what it says about commenting or whatever. Write to them and tell them the problem is a technical problem on their fault. Tell them to research their servers and their emails, logs, and everything else. And after they finish that, and go back to their syslogs and find out where all the packets and messages, IP addresses of where they're coming from. And when they research it, get back to you.
We can still hear you. Over the music, believe it or not, we can still hear you. It's just me
With every ISP, whether it be a university or whatever, they have what they call syslogs. Every packet that traverses the network, you know, it's got its origination address, its origination port, its destination address, its destination port, and it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of lines of code. Let them go in and research it and find out what the actual problem is. And if you're not doing anything wrong or whatever, let them jump through the hoops.
Yeah, I just don't want to get kicked off the internet, though. That's what I'm worried about. You know, that's why I want to blast them.
I received a copyright violation last week from YouTube from NBC.
Okay, well, I got another number here. Let me just dial this one. I looked that one up while you were talking real quick. Let's see if I can get somebody.
Hi.
Nice.
Welcome to the Google. To help you get to the right area of Google, first, if you're calling about Google services for your business, press 1. Otherwise, press 2.
Otherwise, you know what?
To help you get to the right area of Google, first, if you're calling about Google services for your business, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. To help you get to the right area of Google, first, if you're calling about Google services for your business, press 1. Otherwise, press 2.
Oh, okay, let's press 2. I think I figured
it
out.
It might be
the
connection, but I can't tell if you tried to enter anything. I'm going to hang up for now, but if you're still there, please call us right back. Goodbye.
You know, all of this reminds me of the same way it was back in the 70s and early 80s with the VIC-20s, the Commodore 64s, the PET computers, when computing and internet connectivity was just starting. There's no standard for anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There's no ethics. There's no ethical way for anything, basically, what you just said. There's no ethics. There's no standard. Well, there's no precedent, you know?
Right. The programs are put together so that they think they work, but they really don't. You know, on every browser, certain buttons should be in certain locations, so on and so forth. You got these VoIP interfaces. Well, there should be a standard button to disconnect you, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, but Joe, you worked at Yale and Quinnipiac before you got injured. How do we fix these things? I mean, didn't you computer programmers try to figure out ways to fix this nonsense? I mean, what do you think?
I was into coding, writing code back in the 70s and 80s in assembly language and BASIC and Quick BASIC and things of that nature. And when I worked at the universities, I took care of their network, which had nothing to do with writing code. I just looked at the packets traversing the networks, filtered the packets, did bandwidth allocation. I was in charge of virtual private networking and things of that nature. So I never wrote any newer code. So I'm not into the code.
What do you mean by code? What do you mean by code? What are codes? What do you mean?
Actually writing a program.
Oh, program. Okay. Well, I got one more number. I'll try if I can get through because we are running out of time. At least we went the distance tonight. It was a very interesting program.
It's Tanger for calling in. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? I can barely hear you. Is this is this how I contact Google?
What, sir? What's the problem?
Yes, I can barely hear you. I'm contacting for help for Google. I received an email from Google.
Yeah.
That states yes. I violated. Okay, can I read you the email? It's real small. Can I read it to you? You got a lot of background noise. What's all the noise? How come I can barely hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. Google sent me an email saying, Dear Joe Gibb, we've determined that your comments may be in violation of our user contact and conduct policy, spamming, including sending unwanted promotional commercial content or engaging in unwanted mass solicitation is not permitted. Continued violation of our policies can lead to loss of your ability to use some of our features of Google. What does that mean?
Okay, they haven't. Okay.
Okay. Who am I speaking to, please?
Yes, sir.
Who am I speaking to, please?
Alex.
Alex, do you have an employee ID number, please?
What, sir?
Can I get it?
Why do you need this, sir?
Do you have an employee identification number, sir?
Yes, sir. Of course.
Can I have it? Can I have it, please?
Why do you need this, sir?
I believe it's my right to ask you for this. I believe that I'm not getting the. I may want to make a complaint if you don't answer my questions. My name is Joseph Gibson, and you're on Blog Talk Radio live on a worldwide radio network right now, and I'm trying to answer you a question about my internet, the Google email I received. So I would like your employee ID number. Don't I have a right to ask for that, sir? Alex, everyone has two first names. Even hot dogs have two names. So, you won't give me your last name, so you must have an employee ID identification number. Can I get that, please?
I can't give you this, sir.
You cannot? Well, how do I know who I'm speaking to, sir? How do I know? Alex. Who's Alex? Who are you, Alex? Where do you work? Who do you work for? Who do I speak to? What do you represent? I mean, I'm making a complaint here. Who do you work for, Alex?
If you don't believe me, sir, I can't do anything.
I cannot understand you. What did you say?
I can't give you my ID number, yeah.
Okay, fine. Do you work for Google, sir? Do you work for Google?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you work for Google. Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
We're getting someplace. I received an email from Google today telling me that I'm violating your conduct policy. What advice or how can this be resolved? What do you recommend?
Okay, sir. I'm going to help you out, sir. First of all, can I have your name?
You want my name? My name is Joseph.
Yeah.
I told you my name already.
Yeah, can you please spell it out for me?
My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling from my radio show, Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today, on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay,
you are live on the air, sir. You are live on the air, sir.
What,
can
sir?
You answer my question? I am a customer, obviously, of Google. I use your server, your search engine,
okay.
And I received an email today saying I'm violating your user conduct policy.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to help you out. What's the problem going on? So, spell it out your name again. I can't get you what you're saying.
You can't understand what I'm saying. Sir, my name is Joseph Gibson. Okay?
Yeah, spell it out for me.
You want me to spell it for you?
Yeah.
You want me to do 20 jumping jacks and 50 push-ups too? What do you mean spell it for you? Who are you? Your name is Alex. Where are you located, Alex? Do you have what office? Where is your office? Do you have a supervisor, Alex?
What do you want, sir? You want me to help you out or not? What's the problem?
Sir, I explained my problem very clear to you. I received an
email. Yeah, I got you.
For the third. All right, so I don't have to say it four times in a row. Thank you. What can you do to help me? You are live on a worldwide radio network right now, sir. Alex, who is representing Google?
Say it out.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Yeah.
Sir, what office are... Where is your office located? Do you have a supervisor, sir? Alex, do you have a supervisor? Sir, do you have... Alex, do you have a supervisor? Alex, are you there, Alex? Hello?
Wait,
Alex?
Wait a while. Yeah,
do you have
can
a,
hear you.
Yes. Yes, you represent Google, Alex? I want to tell you right now, this is a disgrace. This is a disgrace.
Yeah,
you're going to give him your supervisor? Give me his name and contact information. Can you give it to me? Thanks. Can you give me his name and contact information, Alex?
Well, I'm going to give him a call to the supervisor right away, okay?
All right, am I going to be on hold for 45 minutes, Alex?
This is gonna be just for a quiet second, okay? Wait.
Okay, Alex, okay, okay. Okay, Alex, you connect me, Alex. Okay. You do that, Alex. This is America, folks. Alex, are you connecting me, Alex? I don't hear the background noise anymore. Hey, folks, this is what you get. That's your internet. This is your new world order right here. Right here, folks. Is Alex connecting me to somebody who could speak? That's hilarious. He represents Google. Oh, wait, we got somebody. Hello? Hello?
Thank you for staying online. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you great. How you doing? Who am I speaking to, please?
Right now, you are speaking with Jack Miller.
Jack, do you have an employee ID identification number, Jack? And can you tell me, Jack, where you're located? Where you're located?
Yes, sir. Yeah, right now we are in Midtown, New York. Okay? And my, my employee ID number is 1028. Like 1028?
1028.
Yeah.
1028, thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Listen, Jack. My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling you live on Blog Talk Radio right now, okay?
Okay.
My show is called Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. Very difficult to understand, obviously.
Okay.
But anyway, I received an email today from Google, the Google support team, stating I'm violating, I'll read it to you, it's very short. Dear Joe Gibbs, we determine that your comments may be in violation of our user content and conduct policy. Spamming, including sending unwanted promotional or commercial content, or engaging.
Oh, so what do you want right now? Just tell me.
Well, you cut me off. I got an email from the Google team, and I'm asking you. And it's from 1600 Parkway, Mountain View, California. 94043 USA, Google Inc. And I received an email saying my Google privileges are going to be suspended because you're claiming I'm committing...
But we won't right now.
I want to know, why are you sending me this email? Do you work for Google, sir? Are you a representative of Google, sir? Sir, maybe that question was too hard. Sir, can you help me with this problem, sir? Hello? Cannot compute. I am unable to understand. Cannot compute. This man is talking another language. Backfired. Shut down immediately. Sir, are you alive? Hello? Are you still there? Folks, this is your new world order right here. God bless you, sir. God bless. You know what? This is a shame. This is pathetic. That's what this is. This really is. That is how you are going to connect to people in the new world order. Okay? When you get your world government, that's what you're going to get when you call and try to complain to somebody. So keep going along to get along. Folks, I've got to shut this show down. That was absolutely, that was incredible. Hey, everybody, God bless. Take care. Tune in Sunday. Oh, my Lord.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares.